Blessed be the name of the Lord God. May his name alone be glorified. And may his name alone be exalted. This morning too is a morning that he, the Lord God, has made. And we all have to rejoice. God has been good to us. He has kept us safe. We are alive. His blood is going through our veins. We can't complain. I want you to share and invite a brother and invite a sister. Tell a brother and tell a sister that cool of the day, daily devotion is back and is even live. Share a word of prayer with you. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I give you praise. May your name be glorified. May your name be exalted. Thank you for what you have done for us. Thank you for your protection, your provisions. Thank you for the life you have given unto us freely. Oh, Abba, Father, have your way. Speak to us. Teach us. Bless us through your word. I thank you this morning for an answered prayer. In Yahushua's name I have prayed. Amen. You are all welcome again to this morning cool of the day. And by the special grace of the Most High, we are back after a long program, Homecoming. Precious people of the way, we have entered into a new year according to the calendar of heaven. And the theme for the new year is a year of the walking voice. The walking voice. So, all our activities, all the things we will be learning will focus on the walking voice. So, cool of the day, we are going to lay the foundation and continue as such. The main scripture is taken from Genesis chapter number 3, even the verse 10. And I read, "And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." The verse 8 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." So they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in a certain time in the cool of the day. And they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. People of the way, it is a year of the walking voice. Not a hiding voice. Not mere a speaking voice. But a walking voice. A living voice. People of the way, He had given them everything in the garden. He had planted a garden, and that is where he put man in. But there was the need for him to always come in and fellowship with man, so that man will attain the status of having his image and looking like him. People of the way, the voice of Yahuwah matters. We easily miss our way out. We become frustrated. We err. We commit errors. We sin because we have not been able to hear the voice walking, and we have not been able to fellowship with him. There are millions in this world and in this generation that, I tell you the truth, they have not been able to fulfill their purposes. They have fallen flat. They have erred. They have jeered off the will of the Father. Their lives are empty. And in fact, they are going to miss the rapture. They may not be able to make it. They may have no place in heaven because they lack the voice. There is a need for us, therefore, to know this voice, follow this voice, hearken unto this voice, fellowship with this voice, so as to do and walk according to his will. Precious people of the way, they heard the voice. They heard the voice. Even after they have sinned, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. So they heard the voice, which is sound. So in our teachings, as we continue with the episodes, we will understand and learn sound and sights. Because they first heard the sound. They heard his voice walking in the garden. So they heard a sound. And how does the voice of the Lord walk? We will learn how his voice do walk. We will learn the very cool of the day. And this season, this end of time, are we in the cool of the day? When he entered the garden, it was judgment time. He called on man and questioned man. So are we also going to have questions to answer? Are we also going to say we are naked? Are we going to sew fig leaves to cover up ourselves as aprons? Are we going to lose our gardens? Are we going to hide ourselves? Are we going to run away from his presence? And what is the presence of the Lord? These are some of the things we are going to learn and live by this year. So this year is a very serious year. This year is promised to be a great year. And there are so many things we are going to learn. Do you know the garments in this garden? What about the call? What about the enmity that Yahweh put before between man and the enemy? In Genesis 3 verse 15, what about bruising the head of the serpent? How do we bruise the head of the serpent? How are we going to safeguard our heels so that he will not break our heels or bite our heels? What is that life which was in the Garden of Eden? Which glory were they living in? How many voices are in the world? How will you know that this is the voice of the Lord? If you have lost the presence of the Most High, how will you bring back the presence? What maketh man to lose the presence of the Most High? This year we are going to know more about heavenly beings, angelic beings, creatures in heaven, because we will all spend eternity with him. When they say paradise, what does that mean? So this year is a very serious year, because it is a year of the walking voice. People of the way, make sure you don't miss any of the morning devotions, the cool of the day daily devotional. And make sure that you invite friends, families. Make it a point that your family and friends will always join, and you won't miss it for anything for once. People of the way, no matter who you are, where you are, even if you have sinned, you will still hear his voice. Adam and Eve had sinned, but they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. In the cool of the day, they heard it. They had already sinned, but they heard a voice. This year, we must be ready to hear his voice calling us. We will not run to him. His voice will walk to us, calling all sinners back home, calling men to repent. This year, there will be great soul winning. The voice will walk, and the voice will not sit at one place. At your workplace, at home, the market center, the voice will be heard. People of the way, no matter where you are, the voice can come there. Even in shrines, the voice will be heard. It will be so loud this year that those who need to return home will return home. It will be a great call of repentance. So people of the way, prepare, for this year Yahweh has something good for you. As you sit down and put things in your diary for the year, your plans for the year. Make sure it is in line with the will of the Father. Allow Him in, and you will prosper this new year. We don't go by the calendar of men. We are people of the Bible, people of the way. Make sure you plan with Yahuwah. Make sure He is part of everything you do. Your marriage, your business. If you have not heard His voice, don't act. This generation, the Antichrist is so angry with us because his time is short. Make sure you don't fall into temptation. Make sure you hear His voice. We will know strange voices men have hearkened onto this particular year. People of the way, as the name of this devotional goes, I remember the Spirit of the Lord told me this is the name of the cool of the day, the devotional, which is cool of the day, daily devotional. And I'm so excited that the Lord spoke to me that this year is a year of the walking voice. And this voice, they heard the voice walking, the cool of the day. Amazing. So, child of God, get yourself ready for this year, for the studies, the prayers, hearing His voice, learning so much. And if the Lord should appear in His glory, we will find our place in Abraham's bosom. We will not hear His voice and still repeat our past mistakes, no. We will not hear His voice and run. We will hear His voice and fellowship with Him. Hallelujah. So, from tomorrow, the devotion continues. Make sure you don't miss it every day, Mondays to Fridays, 7:30 GMT. And in case you miss it, it will be published on all the podcast platforms. Start telling a brother and start telling a friend. Don't forget, it is a year of the walking voice. And we will hear His voice. Yahuwah bless all of you. May He increase you on every side. May He guide you. May He protect you. May He provide for you. May this year be the best year. May this year be your year of building your strong relationship with Abba Father. May this year bring glory. May this year turn things around for you. May this year bring total restoration. May this year bring that which you have never received before. This year, may you stand for Him. This year, may you pray more than ever. This year, I pray for understanding of scriptures. This year, I pray in the name which is above every other name, that you will overcome all your enemies. May they be under your feet. May you tread upon scorpions and serpents this year. And may they be by no means hurt you. I pray for you that this year, favor will locate you. This year, all those who are mocking you, they will join you and celebrate the goodness of the Lord upon your life. Years of closed doors will be opened for you this year. This year, you will not suffer sicknesses. This year, you will walk in good health. This year, you will not spend money on drugs. This year, your children will not go to the hospital. This year, you will not suffer any court problem, issue. No court case. This year, the hand of the Lord will lift you above all problems, above family bondages. Attacks will cease. Attacks will cease. This year, I pray for you. All demonic attacks, marine attacks, occultic attacks ceases. You will shine. You will shine this year. You will shine this year. Good people will come your way this year. You will meet good people this year. You will meet them, the north, the south, the east, and the west. This year, your eyes will see that which you dreamt of years ago. Your eyes will see them. Your hands will touch them. Your hands will touch them. You will laugh and you will smile. In the name which is above every other name. In the name which is above every other name. That which was buried, you will enjoy them this year. It will come to you in a hurry. In the name of Yahusha Hamashiach, the Son of the Living God. Kadibahaseka Hasita. I declare you blessed. I declare you covered. I declare you victorious. I say you are an overcomer. In Yahusha's name, amen. Thank you all for joining. Same time tomorrow. Cool of the day. Daily devotional. Yahuwah bless all of you. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.